makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Thursday, September 18th, and it looks like rookie running back Steve Slayton will get his first start Sunday against the Titans. Hear what head coach Gary Kubiak had to say about Slayton's progress, and we check in with Dwayne Brown about containing the Titans' D-line. But first, fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information on the schedule changes, visit HoustonTexans.com. With Amon Green still out with a sprained ankle, Steve Slayton will most likely get his first NFL start against Tennessee. The rookie will face the second-best run defense in the league. The Titans are allowing about 60 yards rushing per game so far this season.
Well, he's got a tough draw, you know. I mean, because when you're a starter, you're being asked in all three phases, you know. I should say two big phases on offense, you know, and that's running the ball and protecting the quarterback. So that's a new addition to his plate, but you know, we need a guy like him to just all of a sudden become one hell of a player real fast. And if he does that, then that's going to help our team in the long haul. So, you know, there's no waiting anymore. Is it tough? Yeah, it's tough. But we're counting on the kid doing it.
Blocking for Slayton will be rookie left tackle Dwayne Brown. Brown also will have the honors of containing defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth. I talked to Brown about gearing up for such a task. You're being charged with containing Albert Haynesworth. What are your thoughts going into that?
It's a big job, man. You know, that's a huge man, great athlete. He has a great motor for a big guy. You know, he keeps coming every play. You know, you really have to contain him in order to be successful as an offense in both the run game and the pass game. You know, so you know, that's a lot on my hands, but you know, that's, I'm up for the challenge.
How do you think the Steelers game prepared you for this?
It prepared me a lot. Just being in that type of environment with those fans, against that kind of defense. You know, just kind of chaos, you know, it really prepared me more for this week.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.